021-446-0567, that's the number. We're still talking about young people, and in South Africa, where, you know, you look at the schooling systems, there's so many questions that you want to ask, but nonetheless, the importance of childhood development is one that has been echoed, that has been bellowed, and that's been talked about so many times that I myself, I'm not a fundi, but I do understand that a child has to have the correct basis. And so joining me this morning is the head of Founders Hill College, Chris van Niekerk. A very good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us on the show this morning. We are going to talk about, you know, the first 4 years of a child. But in general, though, in South Africa, is it something that we take very seriously when we talk about childhood development? And if we do take it seriously, are we winning the battle?
Yes, yeah. The spectrum in terms of early childhood development, especially the early learning years of kids, is on the two kind of polar opposites when it comes to South Africa. You know, you've got the situation where people that are without means and where there's some of the lower end state institutions, the resources and knowledge and insight, etc., to really get the kids to a point where they can enter the schooling system on a competitive base, it's just not there. And that's the one end. On the other end, we have some of the best early childhood development spaces in the world, in the private school space, where the resources are there. And I think it kind of mirrors the dualism in our economy. So the knowledge and the insight and the intellectual side to get this done properly is certainly there. Whether the resources are there to distribute this fairly with the right amount of parity, that's obviously questionable.
And talking about emotional intelligence, I'm thinking to myself, here we are, we're parents, we're listening to you. What should I, as a parent or an educator, know about this particular phase in a child's life?
Yeah, when it comes to emotional intelligence, Abs, that's quite a young science. And it's something that's been brought into areas such as the workplace when we look at measuring people's ability to perform, apart from the technical. And when it comes to schooling and parenting, it's become more and more important to understand that a task orientation for kids cannot be the only focus. There has to be a relationship focus where children learn how to cope with people issues from quite an early age. And when I say people issues, we look at issues of conflict handling, how they manage their emotions, how they understand and empathize with those around them, how they deal with disappointment, how they deal with win and lose and those kind of issues. So emotional intelligence is critical as the kid develops through their phases to walk alongside the technical skills, so that when they get into the workplace and into adulthood after school, that they are competitive worldwide. The issue that we have currently is with the advent of the information age and social media, is that the emphasis on relationships has become so important or so big, simply because there's such an overload of the possible relationships and so many people that you have to engage with all the time and at an impulse. That it's very important that kids need to learn how to manage those relationships and from an early age.
If you've just joined us on the show, 49 minutes past four now, good morning. Thank you to you for being on the line with us. You are joined by Chris van Niekerk, head of Founders Hill College, talking to you about the importance of early childhood development and the emotional aspects of a child. And so we ask the questions that are relevant to you. We ask what you as a parent or educator should know about this phase in a child's life. Do you know how to go about when we talk about emotional intelligence? Do you know what it is? Do you know how to implement it? Do you know how to teach it to your child or to your children at school? 021-446-0567. That's the number to dial. Chris, to you though, you also mentioned that emotional intelligence skills aren't ones that can be taught in, you know, in a lesson, a slot, or in a timetable. The question then becomes, what should teachers and parents be doing to teach this?
As there has to be a shift in focus in terms of how classrooms are run. In the past, to a large extent, the technical side was highly emphasized. And that's understandable. There's a certain amount of technical knowledge and content that a child has to get through. In more of a modern age, it's quite important that the focus has to be more on relationships. You need to know the kids, and it's quite important that the child needs to be able to connect to a teacher in a classroom. The kind of rule of thumb here is that if the child's not connected to the teacher in the class, then that child's going to connect to something else. And that's when you've got your behavioral issues and then a whole bunch of other things that suddenly come out, and child getting themselves into a space where they're not learning because they don't feel that they're connected to the teacher, and they don't feel that the teacher has got a very real interest in them. So that task orientation has to start being combined with something of a relationship orientation where teachers realize that the relationship with that child and a real relationship is really important. We can't anymore teach kids from a podium and a basis that if they're really scared enough, they'll listen to us. It has to be mutual respect, and there has to be a relationship between the parties.
And so then, I know what I need to do, but as they say, the hardest part of any journey or any initiative is a start. So here I am, I'm a parent, I'm sitting, I'm listening to Chris, and Chris is talking to me about emotional intelligence and how it's important to do it. So then, Chris, where do I start? How do I start?
I think it's the age appropriateness of understanding the difference between saving and supporting your child through the various phases is quite important. You know, parents will know their own kids better or best. I would say that your most well-intended parents will somewhere during their child's lives, and that's me included, fall to one of the two sides of either saving your child in a situation or guiding your child through the consequences of a situation. And if we can stay on the side of guidance instead of saving from a good parenting perspective, then I think we're doing a good job in terms of emotional intelligence and allowing the kids to go through their development phases and experience their emotional engagements in their own right and at the right age, and to guide them through it instead of getting over-involved and trying to save the child from every possible consequence that life might give them. But that being said, that relates to parents that are engaged and that are involved in their kids' lives. If that's not true, if you're still on the periphery and not really involved in a parent that's kind of a eat-and-go parent that sees the child maybe for half an hour a day and open for the best, then that's what should change in the first place, is to really get involved, really start conversation with your child, really make sure that your child knows that there are certain spaces in the day that they can come to you with whatever has happened and have some kind of conversation to converse and to relate to you where they are and how their days went. I would say that's the starting point. And from that, like I said, to walk that thin line between guiding your child through experiences and saving them from every possible consequence.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Abs.
Thank you so much. Chris von Nicker, head of Founders Hill College.